you're writing, along with your colleague Umberto Sanchez, in Roll Call today, that the House and Senate Appropriations Chairman have already been in talks to pave the way for a smooth conference. I take it that means this is a good sign that what the Senate has passed has a good shot to get through the House fairly cleanly.
Well, you know, as we've seen a couple times this year, the House and the Senate have had these breakdowns in terms of funding bills. And apparently, you know, aides are saying right now there's just no appetite for that. With everything going on with the super committee, they just want to get these CRs through and get moving. The Senate had, up until last week, not passed any spending bills. So this minibus was part of their first go at it. They passed one bill and then they passed the minibus. And doing so sort of helped grease the wheels. And, I think the idea is that they're going to try to get these things all finished soon so that, you know, we're not here until Christmas dealing with CRs. We could be here till Christmas dealing with the super committee, but at least it won't be spending bills.
Now, what bills were covered? What were included in this bill that you're calling a minibus that passed the Senate?
A couple of different pieces of legislation, one dealing with the Commerce Department, a few others. There's still plenty left on the table. The Senate hasn't passed anything to fund Health and Human Services Department, energy and water issues. Those bills are actually a little bit more politically charged. They have some policy riders that some Republicans had tacked on. So there could be a little bit of a partisan showdown over policy riders, which is something that we've seen throughout the year.
We've got a link to your story in Roll Call on the in-depth page at federalnewsradio.com with more details on exactly what's included in these bills. How long would this next round of CRs last? We're looking at November 18th now. How far would this take us?
Well, apparently if and when this Commerce Committee gets together and passes this first minibus, they're going to tack on a CR to keep the government funded through sometime in mid-December. Appropriations aides are cautious to say that no date has been decided, but several others are theorizing that it's somewhere between December 15th and, you know, somewhere around the 23rd, but the 23rd would not be ideal. Like I said, they don't want to push this up against the Christmas holiday.
Right.
So what they would do is a short-term CR to figure out then how to deal with things to fund the government through next year somehow.
All right. So there, with three left, or if these three get done, that still means we have nine others. What's the structure look like to deal with those at this point?
Well, it seems right now that the minibus strategy is one that is working. The Senate's getting working on other ones. They could do another minibus. They could also just do, you know, another minibus and then add the funding for these other departments. We'll see. It really depends on the timing of things. You know, the House is going on recess again after Friday. Obviously, that prevents people from being in the same room to talk about things. Of course, staff and members are talking all the time. So we'll see. It doesn't really seem right now like there's any sort of firm, hard and fast rule about how this is all going to get done. But for the moment, it does seem like the chairman and the members are working to get everything in order.
You mentioned those policy riders, and your story says as the minibus strategy rolls along, one thing that remains unclear is the issue of policy riders. And you write about the letter that Steny Hoyer sent to Speaker Boehner urging him to exclude policy riders. Can you give an example of what a policy rider is or what one does?
Yeah, a policy rider is something that affects policy that's being enacted. Republicans have used their, you know, and there's a differing array, you know, in terms of their level of controversy. But Republicans have used policy riders, as have Democrats in the past, to affect some various policies. And so with these spending bills, you know, we've seen a couple that have to deal with environmental regulations, the health care reform bill, the Dodd-Frank financial reform bill. These riders essentially strip funding for the government to perform duties to carry out those policies. And those are things that Democrats are saying that they oppose.
So those
now, go ahead.
Those riders go beyond the actual appropriations process that members of the committees have agreed on and address other issues that aren't necessarily related to dollars.
Right, that's right. Democrats, they accuse that these riders are essentially creating policy from a spending bill. But Republicans are saying that they, you know, are just choosing to defund things with which they think are bad policy.
What is our sense of timing as far as either the conference committee getting together and working something out, or any of these other bills coming through the Senate?
Conference committee could be as soon as this week, so we'll see. I was expecting some kind of an announcement today. Haven't seen one just yet, but it could be as early as tomorrow even.
Jessica Brady of Roll Call, thanks for the very latest from Capitol Hill on these agency funding bills. Appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you.